The next one is from the Comptroller submitting information report regarding the 2013 first quarter professional service contract. It is also informational unless otherwise directed.
Mr. Chair, this is a report for the first quarter. I wanted to provide you to you as timely as possible so that you had this information. Generally, your first quarter is your largest activity that occurs for professional services because you have many entities that are many of the departments get their money in the new budget, and so they want to establish and begin the project or any work that they're going to be doing as soon as possible in the new year. So you're going to see most of the activity for the professional service contracts coming in at this time of the year. And then it slows down quite a bit for the rest of the year. So this tends to be the largest report for the year of what we're entering into professional service. Most of this will come out of the budgeted money for 2013. There will be some that you'll see indicated in here where it would have been in December, related to December activity, but they turned it into us in the first part of January. So it's a report of those professional services entered into during that quarter.
Supervisor Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Comptroller Mansky, why are we paying Moody's, Standard & Poor's, Fitch's, why are we paying them money for? What professional services are they rendering with respect to general obligation refunding amounts?
Generally, what they would be doing is they would be the ones entering into contract agreements for us for the issuance of our bonds and also giving us the bond rating related to those bonds. Every time that we issue bonds, we have to have a rating regarding those bonds.
So in effect, we're paying for a rating?
Yes.
Yeah. Supervisor Jersey?
Thank you, sir. No, I had to smile at that because that sort of reminds me of what happened in 2007, 2008. Thank you very much, sir.
Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Supervisor Jersey?
Yeah, and I'm not, I don't know if Mr. Mansky can answer this. I just note that on the report we have public policy form. It's a relatively small amount, about $5,000. But it's to provide comprehensive facilities plan services. I'm wondering if there is someone from DOS that can tell us what Public Policy Forum is doing with regard to the comprehensive facilities plan. What services are they providing? Someone from DOS that
I believe that $5,000 expenditure is related to a study that Public Policy Forum is conducting in conjunction with Wauwatosa to take a look at how to better align the assets for the water utility. Some of those pipes run under Wauwatosa, some of them run under county grounds, and they were looking at what makes best sense in terms of asset utilization out in the county grounds.
This is not C.D. Richard Ellis?
No.
Okay, I appreciate that.
Sure.
Thank you.
Any other questions or comments on this item? If not, it's also for information, we can move to the next.